You're tuned in to Due North on CFUR 88.7 FM, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Foundation of Canada. The following is a news summary presented Monday, March 23rd, 2026. Starting with the weather, there are two highway alerts that have been issued, one on Highway 97 through the Pine Pass with a yellow warning of a winter storm, and another yellow warning on Yellowhead Highway to Tetchong Cache to the Alberta border. 15 to 25 centimeters of snowfall is expected in both cases. The heavy blowing snow is expected to ease late Wednesday morning as the low pressure system moves along. Travel will likely be challenging as visibility will be reduced at times, and drivers are reminded that weather in the mountains can change suddenly, resulting in hazardous driving conditions. Please allow extra time for travel and regularly check road conditions at drivebc.ca. As for Prince George proper, hazardous winter conditions are expected with 10 to 15 centimeters of snow, low visibility due to blowing snow from strong, gusty, northeasterly winds. You can expect a wind chill of minus 15 to minus 20. This is expected through midday Tuesday to late overnight, early Wednesday morning, extending through the Williston area, Prince George area, Stuart Nechako, especially Highway 16, 27, and Fort St. James, and the Lakes District. Again, we've got up to 10 to 15 centimeters of snow forecasted by Tuesday night through to early Wednesday morning as a deep low-pressure system moves through the BC interior. The heaviest snowfall rates are expected on Tuesday evening, impacting the evening commute. Roads and walkways will likely be difficult to navigate, and visibility will likely be suddenly reduced to near zero at times. Consider postponing non-essential travel and outdoor activities until conditions improve. To report severe weather, send an email to bcstorm@ec.gc.ca or post reports on X using hashtag BCStorm. Now for the rest of Environment Canada's forecast for the week of Monday, the 23rd of March, through Sunday, the 29th, starting with the evening of Monday, March 23rd, the expectation is for a low of minus 7 degrees, with a 60% chance of periods of light snow. Moving into Tuesday, the 24th of March, a high of minus 2 is expected during the day, with the full expectation of snow. Moving into the night, periods of snow will accompany temperatures of minus 9 degrees Celsius. Wednesday the 25th, the expectation is for minus 3 degrees during the day with a 60% chance of snow, and minus 10 degrees Celsius in the evening with flurries expected. Thursday the 26th of March, 0 degrees Celsius is expected as a high during the day and a 60% chance of flurries. Into the nighttime, an average of minus 5 degrees is expected with a 60% chance of flurries. Friday the 27th, during the day, 5 degrees Celsius is expected with a mix of sun and cloud. And nighttime, a low of minus 5 is predicted with cloudy periods. Saturday the 28th of March, 10 degrees Celsius and a mix of sun and cloud is the forecast. And minus 3 degrees Celsius with cloudy periods is a nighttime forecast. Concluding with Sunday, the 29th of March, the day is expected to be 9 degrees Celsius with a mix of sun and cloud. As of Monday, March 23rd, according to cyclone.umbc.ca, the air quality in Prince George, Clilly-Tenay, in terms of parts per million of particles, 2.5 micrometers in diameter, is excellent, with most monitoring stations measuring 0 to 10 particles per million, with the exception of one monitoring station on Cranbrook Hill measuring 11 parts per million. Pretty good, Prince George.
And now for the news
bulletin.
In Richmond, BC, on March 21st, the BC Wheelchair Basketball Finals were held, with Prince George securing the bronze medal 69-41 over Kamloops. The final match featured Fraser Valley Hawks and Victoria, with Fraser Valley taking gold with 61-55. At the College of New Caledonia, the student union elections are underway, closing 4 p.m. on Tuesday, March 24th. All members of CNC's SU will be receiving their electronic ballot for the elections in their student email. Students will have the opportunity to vote for candidates who they want to represent them. All students have the option to vote in person at the CNC SU office. That's room 1-303 at the Prince George College of New Caledonia campus. More information can be found on electoral proceedings, candidates, and more at cncsu.ca/elections. And over at the University of Northern British Columbia, both the Northern British Columbia Graduate Student Society and the Northern Undergraduate Student Society are hosting their student elections this week. For the Graduate Student Society, the campaign period ends Tuesday, March 24th, and the voting period occurs March 25th through 27th, with the results announced on March 30th. Then over at the Northern Undergraduate Student Society, the campaign period also closes Tuesday, March 24th at 11 p.m., with voting beginning March 25th at 10 a.m., closing March 27th at 10 a.m., with the results announced later in the day on Friday, March 27th. For more information on the voting or electoral process, candidates, and more information for the Graduate Student Society, visit nbcgss.unbc.ca. And for NUGS, or the Northern Undergraduate Student Society, please visit www.nugss.ca for more information on the election and candidates. Summaries of all the candidates from either society can be found on their respective websites, and voting will be conducted through email. So for UMBC students, either undergraduate or graduate, pay close attention to your email over the next several days for updates and information concerning these elections. At a Prince George City Council meeting on Monday, March 23rd, UMBC's interim president, Bill Owen, gave a presentation with Manager of Business Development, Claudia Barrera, announcing the university's intention of turning some of its endowment lands into a 4,000-person neighborhood, and sought the City of Prince George's help to lobby the province of BC to support the plan that would turn approximately 35 acres of the UMBC Land Trust into a mixed-use district with up to 1,800 housing units supporting a population of approximately 4,000 people. President Owen noted that not all of the university's land would be developed, and that the development would take place over 10 to 20 years. Barrera added that both students and staff have been consulted and will continue to be part of the process. In other municipal news, letter writers to Prince George City Council meetings no longer have to include their full street address in correspondence after amendments were approved to the City Council's procedures bylaw on Monday, March 23rd. City staff have been receiving increasing numbers of requests to redact addresses from older meetings and agendas, costing time and resources and causing issues with the municipal website. Letter writers are now encouraged to only include their full name and street name going forward. Also established at the meeting is a deadline for correspondence regarding land use items. Correspondence to be received for a land use item on a council agenda is noon on the day of the meeting. And for the wayfinders out there, the City of Prince George is launching a new online map tool to help people navigate both the Memorial Park Cemetery and the Claylie-Tenay Cemetery. The intention is to allow visitors to find plots easily and is compatible with mobile devices using geolocation. This information was previously available through online PDF documents on the city website, and this development aids to streamline the process. Visit princegeorge.ca/cemeteries to view the interactive map. This municipal news summary was made with information brought to you by the Prince George Citizen. Visit anytime at princegeorgecitizen.com. Okay, here's a few events to make your week sparkle. First off, a message from Rob Stiles,
President and Director of Programming at NASA, that's Northern Adapted Sports Association of Prince George, inviting you to a few events.
Okay, so Prince George, we're always free for the first three anyway, so if anyone wants to try absolutely anything, it's always free. We actually have a deal with UMBC as well, so if you're students or faculty, it's free no matter what you do. You can come out to everything all the time. We have Para Ice Hockey on Sundays at Kin 1. And we have wheelchair basketball on Mondays. We have two sessions at the university at the Sports Center, 4:30 till 6 and 8 till 10. And we also have wheelchair rugby on Wednesdays, 7 till 8:30. They're open to everyone. and people are more than welcome. If you want to try something a little bit different, we do a lot of individual sports and we do summer sports as well. We have adapted kayaks and hand cycles and we have paranordic skis. We do para badminton, we do wheelchair tennis, we have wheelchair track. So we've got a bit of everything in there. People are always welcome to give me a shout, give me a call or contact me, programs@northernadaptedsports.ca. We're always happy to have people, any age, any gender, any ethnicity, any person.
All right. And on Friday, March 27th at Ominika Arts Center is the much awaited Space Race, also featuring Hot Boy Summer and Mad Bomb. That'll be $20 at the door, which open at 7 p.m. with music starting at 8. Hot Boy Summer are the boys you know and love, bringing you their pop-punk hooks and dashing looks. You'll be two-stepping and singing along throughout their set, while Mad Bomb are heralds for the powerful revival of emo and post-hardcore, reminiscent of the mid-2000s. Hot off the release of Praise the Sun, they'll be performing a set of songs that haven't been played live, mixed with the classics you know and love. And Space Race, of course, is the metal space opera of your dreams. This is the very first presentation of all original thematic heavy metal rock opera Journey Across the Stars, telling a tale of adventuring against the odds. And Saturday, over at the Prince George Legion, Half Smoke plays with Putty Waters. Show at 9 p.m. Tickets at madloon.ca, $15 in advance, $20 at the door.
On Sunday, for all you early risers, the Stick and Puck event continues to run into March at Copar Memorial Arena. This ice time is allocated for people of all ages and provides skaters an opportunity to practice stick handling and shooting skills. Programs run by YMCA BC, 6:15 to 7:45 a.m. If you're interested in volunteering with food systems in your community, rise up with the Public Health Association of BC with partial funding from the Canada Service Corps. Rise Up strengthens food systems and environmental stewardship, open to youth ages 15 to 30. If you've got any questions, contact Cameron Bell, the Northern Regional Lead, at the email northern.riseup@phabc.org. You can search #RiseUp. PHABC across a number of social medias. This has been a weekly news summary from the Due North Newsroom.
For the week of Monday, March 23rd, 2026.
Tune in to Due North, 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. weekdays and 24/7 on CFUR.ca. For locally grown, crafted, and curated local news and information, with your host Ian Gregg, this segment is brought to you in part by the Local Journalism Initiative. Contact the newsroom anytime by emailing newsroom@cfur.ca or by calling 778-693-2387 extension 6. Also view our content online at frequencynews.ca.